EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
You are tuned into EOTM Radio, Sunday, September 11, 2011. It is the 10-year anniversary of the horrific terrorist attacks that took so many lives, devastated so many families. It's a day we will never forget, innocent victims that will never be forgotten. This show is for all of you and all of them.
We have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers. Clearly, something relatively devastating happening this morning there.
There's smoke billowing out of the World Trade Center.
I'm not always seen like this could be the darkest day you've known.
I've heard up there, yeah. Now remember, oh my God.
My God.
That looks like a second plane.
Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
Now, it's obvious. I think we have a terror attack of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
In the arms that hold the universe are holding you tonight. You can rest inside. It's going to be.
Saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America. Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, and I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
His grace has brought you safe this far.
Listen to Romans 8:18. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him. This is God. Him who subjected it in hope that the creation itself would be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Calamities are God's previews of what sin deserves and will one day receive in judgment, a thousand times worse than New Orleans or 9/11. Famine, pestilence, persecution. These happened so that the world would see that the followers of Jesus count Christ more precious than everything they've lost, and discover that He can be that for them.
Yeah.
what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the early show, EOTM Radio, that is. This is your girl, Carla B. I'm holding the show down. This is a very special show. As a special tribute, it is. We're helping to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of the horrific, just the tragedy of 9/11 10 years ago. And just wanted to be able to open up our outlet and add another panel for listeners of EOTM Radio, listeners of Internet Radio, to be able to share their thoughts and share their feelings in regards to the 10-year anniversary. We actually created a blog about a week ago. Actually, we created the blog on September 4th, and it was titled, How Has 9/11 Changed You? So I will be sharing some of the comments that people wrote via EOTMblog.com. I'll be sharing with you guys shortly in regards to that. And right now I know we have some people that are calling in, so I want to go ahead and give them some time. I know we got Sweet Tea. She is a media host, radio personality for EOTM Radio. Her show airs every other Tuesday. It's the Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Show. And Sweet Tea, you're live. What's up, girl? Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Hi, how you doing, Carla B?
Girl, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a sad day, of course, but I believe every tragedy there is, you know, some good that can come behind it. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing when there's some good that can come from behind it. No, don't know what that is though, as of yet. But what did you want to share in regards to 9/11 and how it has changed or impacted your life?
Well, first of all, I just want to give my heart out to everyone who lost someone in their life, because at least I had the opportunity to know my mom before she passed away, and a lot of people, they have the opportunity to know their father or mother because they was like babies when they passed away. So I have my heart go out to those who only have memories or of the people they could just share to the children that they know of their father or mother. So the kids only have what people say how their mother and father was. So it's just sad that they will never personally know their mother or father. So my heart go out to those who would never get the opportunity to know. So I just want to say on that note, and just maybe hit to reality that the ones who do wake up and see another day, they are blessed, and life is short. And it just touched me because I know when I lost my mom, it hurt, and it still hurts to this day. So it's very emotional when you lose anyone who you really care for. So
even if people you don't care for, it hurts, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You have a point there, because actually, for you even, you know, start speaking on your show, just listen to the music and what we went through 10 years ago, it had me over here emotional and about to cry. So, yeah, that's only common sense what I'm saying as far as being emotional for the kids that wouldn't know their mother and father. So, yeah, that's very hurt and touching. So, you know, I just want to just say, you know, let God be with everyone. And like they say, God do bless America.
Right. Thanks so much for that.
We want God to bless America, but I want to say do bless America.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I'm in total agreement with you. If you can hold on, don't leave, Sweet Tea. I would definitely love for you to stay. Like I said, I'm going to be opening up the phone line. So if you want to share how 9/11 has changed or impacted your life or changed you in any way, by all means, definitely call in. My call-in number is 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. And one of the main reasons for the show, why I wanted to put on a show today in regards to 9/11, the 10-year anniversary, is that I want people never to forget and never surrender to the war on terror. You know, I don't want us to be just, you know, just living our lives in fear, wondering when the next one is going to be, because it's not about that. It's about never forgetting and just preparing ourselves. And let's not surrender, not just to the terrorists, but, you know, we might be going through our own personal terrorists, you know, whatever, within our own minds or our own communities or what have you. So it would all definitely apply, and you could definitely utilize some of the advice and things like that in your day-to-day lives. I so believe that. I want to go ahead and read a couple things that people have shared on our blog. This one is from the username is J Oko, and his last name is spelled O-K-O-E. We asked him how 9/11 had changed him, or has it, and he says, not at all, not one bit. And as a matter of fact, I think it is an act of pure cowardice not to replace them twin towers. So that's what Jay said. And Carolyn Schaus Tyree, she's also one of our Facebook friends, she says that it has not changed me, but I will never forget about that day. I guess it did make me more aware of how vulnerable we are to terrorist attacks. That's what Carolyn said, and this is one that's a little bit more passionate than the last two. This is from Kane Cawthorn. He says, liars. From the very top on down, my government does not know the meaning of the word truth. In light of the billions of dollars we spend on electronic communication, monitoring installations at Men with Heal, Britain, and at several sites in the continental United States, we taxpayers have been deceived. Our NSA claims to have worldwide monitoring capabilities over all electronic communications. It is inconceivable that with all the electronic communications before 9/11, some intelligence was not deciphered and passed on to the appropriate officials. When, where, by whom was the necessary intelligence intercepted, interpreted, analyzed, collated, and forwarded to the responsible agencies and parties? Polygraphs, everyone. That was from Kane Cawthorn, and we'll be reading more of those comments that our friends wrote on our blog site, and you can actually read those and other ones because we might not get to all of them, but definitely go to www.eotmblog.com. And I want to go to the phone lines. I know that we have Reginald Mathis. He's the CEO of Rollo Street TV, Rollo Entertainment. You're live on the eBuzz. Welcome to the show.
Oh, much love to EOTM, I first want to say. How you doing today?
Yes, sir. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. And this is definitely refreshing to hear such a deep, strong, powerful man's voice. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. What's going on with you?
Well, I just like to, you know, my heart goes out to everyone that lost loved ones, 9/11, you know. That week to me was real sad. And why? Because I lost my brother, my only brother, in that same week. That same week. So, you know, my heart was wounded double time because that could have happened to us in California.
Right, right.
The same exact thing that happened to them in New York. So, you know, it's real emotional.
Right.
I just want to say may God bless everybody. May they rest in peace, including my brother, Adrian Mathis.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in and sharing your thoughts. Really quickly, though, I want to ask you, and I guess I'm going to pose this question, considering we did a blog on it, on how has 9/11 changed you, if any. Do you have anything to share to that?
Well, it changed me a lot. You know, it made me honor life. It made me pray to my God, you know, to keep me and my family safe and my loved ones, my friends, everybody that I deal with on a daily basis. You know, it just makes me want to just pay attention more to people that I deal with, you know, and care more about people versus always saying, you know, forget them or they ain't nothing. I want to care more than what I did before that happened because I don't know when I might see that person again.
Right. That's some good stuff. That's what's up. As it should. Thanks so much for that. Thanks so much for that, Reginald. Rollo Street Entertainment was in the building. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too. Thank you. Much love.
Thank you too. Definitely. Hold tight, y'all. We'll take a quick commercial break. But just keep in mind that our phone lines are open for the next 40 minutes. So you can definitely call in and share how 9/11 has changed you. The dial-in number is 718-664-6543. We're going to keep it moving, and we're going to be featuring some great, great music from some of the hottest indie artists from across the planet, y'all. Hold tight.
Yeah. Time to take you deep into the word.
Deep into the world, I mean.
A word for the world.
Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah. You know the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, that wherefore let him that thinketh is standing take heed lest he fall. I keep on wondering why everything is going wrong. We try to make it right, but it didn't work out, no. We try to break it, but the wall is so strong. In front of us is blocking us, and it's hard to move on. Why is it so hard to obey the word of God and make everything work out to his will, do it his way? Why is everyone going astray? And every day there's so much life left to save. This is where I'm going. Imagine a pastor preaching to people to quit their bad acting. At the end of the day, you find them doing exactly. Though to some people it's been a good impact, but tell me, what is it going on to its life? And that is why, if you are standing, you better stand firm, cause you can see the mighty ones of the world falling down. And at the end, if you wanna wear the crown, you better stand firm and don't mind what you see around now.
If you are standing, you better stand firm.
Everybody's losing balance, and it takes the grace of God to help us keep our feet. All that guy will do anything to sleep with beautiful girls, not realizing that beauty is only skin deep. Love of money made us forget God, not realizing this world don't last forever. When the judgment will come, then you will wish that you would stand firm and stay with God, cause then it'll be late for lying to call Uncle Sam. There'll be no more give me one last chance, is why I'm imploring you. While you're thinking, save the last dance. If it's how you free, so go obtain yours. All required of you is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So go ahead, brother, tell this to your neighbor. Joy never sin and repent, you too can save one. So be the pillar of the mob, do not let him fall, and the reward is gonna be great if you can know them all. Hey,
you are standing firm, stand firm, stand firm. Don't let them change your mind now. They're falling, falling down. Better hear me now.
You've been standing for long and your nerves are getting weak.
Well, you gotta hold up
to you. Excuse me that I'm standing, you know it's not easy for me. I'm only waiting on the word that is waiting for me. You can only see the way you see. You know it's worthy.
This is on top, the gospel freak. I'm preaching to the world from the peak, encouraging the ones that their knees are getting weak. See, we need your strength cause we're weak and we're falling sick. Till the time you come, keep us in the shadow of your wings, so we can stand firm and keep the faith. And the reward is gonna be great. Yeah, it seems like eternity, but it's gonna come in a time it's almost here. So we need to stand firm and keep the faith. Yeah, the reward will be great.
The reward will be great.
The tribe of stone will come and try to pull us down. They'll come like a storm and try to wound us now. They'll pull down the towns and some nations around. They'll roar like a lion, good mad at all the sound. Be sure to take a stand, stand on the solid ground. Flip from the sinking sand, run down to the Savior's arm. Only there will you be safe and find peace of mind. Cause we guarantee you nothing but peace and eternal life. And
you are standing
better than firm.
Yeah, that's it, that's my word, y'all. But what's the world? You need to stand firm and keep the faith till it comes. And hold somebody else's hand. And the reward will be great. Yeah. It goes out to the world. Thank you.
We have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers. Clearly, something relatively devastating happening this morning there.
There's smoke billowing out of the World Trade Center.
I know it seems like this could be the darkest day you've known.
Effort up there, yeah. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
Now, it's obvious. I think we have a terrorist act of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
In the arms that hold the universe are holding you tonight. You can rest inside. It's going to be.
Saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America. Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, and I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
His grace has brought you safe this far.
Listen to Romans 8:18. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him. This is God. Him who subjected it in hope that the creation itself would be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Calamities are God's previews of what sin deserves and will one day receive in judgment, a thousand times worse than New Orleans or 9/11. Famine, pestilence, persecution. These happened so that the world would see that the followers of Jesus count Christ more precious than everything they've lost. and discover that He can be that for them.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we over at ELTM, we are choosing never to forget, never to surrender, and continue fighting this war on terror in any way we can. And we are opening up the phone lines to our listeners, 718-664-6543. Share, call in and share your thoughts on 9/11. Share with us also where you were. What were you doing at the moment that you realized that the United States was under a terrorist attack on September 11, 10 years ago, so long ago? I have a story to share also as to where I was, but it's not about me necessarily tonight. It's about our listeners, and I know we have T. Angelo that's chiming in. I know you're a babe. You're a baby now. I know you were a baby then, 10 years ago. But I don't think you were in your mother's womb. I think you were a little bit older than that.
Right.
Thanks for calling in, Angelo.
Thank you for having me, Carla. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Kind of, you know, reminiscing and stuff. It was a sad day. Of course, so many people lost their lives, and then their families, they lost their loved ones.
Following that last sex collection that you just played that music, I was like, oh, I was all hyped, but I had to kind of calm down and come to a more serious space to really recognize what today is about.
Yeah.
And actually at my office, we had the flag at half mast just in remembrance of such a day. But I'm going to answer your question really quickly. I want to mention that I was just in New York, as you well know, for my vacation. And for my tour, we went down to Ground Zero, where the memorial is, and they're building a new building. And it was like, for the first time, had it really become really real to me, because I didn't know anyone in New York who was affected by that, really.
Right.
And I kind of removed from it. It was almost just a movie for me, because I didn't have any real connection. But to be there and to see the buildings, and then my tour guide, he lived there and watched it all happen, kind of. And so he has such a strong outlook on it all. And to see the hole, the gaping hole that's in the sky where the buildings used to be, just puts your perspective like, wow, this isn't my television screen. Like, it's not only 16 inches tall. These were a lot of people. I said, what, 110 floors collapsed to three stories?
Yeah. Yeah.
And standing there, I'm looking like, wow, yeah. And so it was a moment. You had to stand there and kind of just absorb it and just be thankful for your life and be thankful that we as a country were able to come together and move forward. So pretty awesome. But as far as that day, I was actually in college, and it all happened, I think, that morning for us. And again, I was kind of removed from it just because I just couldn't connect myself really to the tragedy. It was more like an unfortunate situation for me. But then I went to dance class, and the class was kind of in mourning, and my instructor was like, you guys, you know what, today she turned off all the lights in the dance studio. We lay on the floor and did kind of peaceful yoga where we internalize and just chill out. And that was kind of the first moment that I actually had to say, this is like Pearl Harbor Part 2 for our country.
Yeah.
And so It was like a wowing moment, like, wow, this is real. And for me, I had to watch it over and over again to really internalize it, like, this isn't. And now my family is we love action movies. So to see a building blow up and explode and fall to the ground, you know, that's excitement for us. But this isn't quite cut, and let's do this again. This is more like everyone who's in that building has just lost their lives. So It was a difference. And then I honestly feel that going and seeing, and for those who get a chance, if you ever get a chance to go to New York, make sure you definitely put Ground Zero on your to-do list, because standing in that space, in that moment, you can't help but realize that this was a more horrific, you know, a horrific experience for those people, the death and the soot, and you couldn't breathe, and they locked the whole city down because the subways are cut off, and you can't go uptown, you can't go downtown. The cell phone towers were out. They had no phones. So if you had family and loved ones there, SOL.
Right.
So
it was
just something that you just can't. You have to experience. I mean, to understand it fully. If you were not there, you just couldn't get it. And being there allowed me to feel like I was at least a few steps closer to it. So
right.
To all those
right.
out there who have family and loved ones out there, again, my family and our love and heart and support and prayers go to you because it's not something you can just get over. It's
right.
something you just have to live with. So
yeah.
Thank you, Carla, for this opportunity
to
speak on the platform.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, T'Angelo, definitely. And like I told you, listeners, we're going to be reading different comments that some folks have shared via EOTMblog.com. The title of that blog was How Has 9/11 Changed You? We've already read comments from Jay, Carolyn, and Kane. This next one is from Tanya Blake. She wrote, September 11th is a lot about the enemy from without. But the enemy from without would never try, though it may, extinguish the American experiment. We Americans, on the other hand, are armed and capable of such a result. As I fear us more than them, September 11 has little changed my life. I thought that was one of the most profound statements. It was so touching and it was so real. It shook me to my core almost, y'all, and it's hard to shake a girl of my weight and height and size. I'm just kidding. I'm to my core, but I want to definitely thank Tanya for that. I want to open it up. I see we have Ashley calling in from the San Fernando Valley, and we thank you for calling in. So I'll just pose the two questions. You can share, how has 9/11 changed your life? Or you can share where you were at that moment when you realized that the United States was under a terrorist attack 10 years ago.
Okay, well, 9/11, I couldn't say it really changed my life, which is kind of sad to say, I guess. But
no, it's not sad to say.
I was, because I'm an unranked citizen, you know, so that's like, really, you know, it didn't change your life, really? But I was actually across the country in Los Angeles. I was actually only 10 years old, and my dad was watching the news. And he just was, like, so moved and just upset, and I just couldn't understand why. I was like, I want to watch cartoons. Why are you watching this, you know? So it's kind of, like, sad. Yeah, I'm so serious. Like, I didn't even understand the weight of the whole situation. I only recently, maybe when I was maybe not even 18, realized the weight of the whole situation and what it really meant for our country and why everybody felt the way they did and why it was such a big deal and why people talk about it every single year, you know?
Right.
It's just crazy when you think about, like, people who lost their families and, you know, you feel so bad for them, but you can't even fathom what they were feeling because you weren't even there. You were across the
right.
country in L.A. And, you know, that's so far away, you know? It's like
yeah.
a totally different world.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for that, and I don't think that it makes you seem crazy or anything by you not really saying that it really fazed you much, because if you were 10, you don't really understand. I can remember when I was 10 years old when the aircraft blew up, when it killed the teacher and all those other individuals about, 15, 18 years ago, and I was like, wow, that's, you know, you're stopping class for this. You know, I really didn't understand,
yeah.
but you're a child and you really don't understand. But when you do get to an age where you do understand and you see things a little bit different, and that's what it's all about. This show is all about never forgetting and never surrendering to the war on terror. So we definitely mm-hmm. appreciate you chiming in for that, Ashley. Thanks so much.
No problem. And I wanted to say that our country, you know what I'm saying, it needs to, like, learn from it. You
yeah.
know, and build on the emotion. And you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? We have to move on and move forward. And we will definitely never forget the people we lost that day, but we really need to, like, learn from it and get stronger from it, you know?
Right, right. I definitely agree. And don't go anywhere, Ashley, because I want you to listen to this paragraph. We posted that blog on the 4th, I believe, of September, on how 9/11 has changed you. We got some really great, great comments from that. So I want to read this one that I think is almost as, you know, I'm not going to say it was the best one, but all of them really made me think. This one was from a guy named Stephen Wills. He's also one of our Facebook friends. And this is what he says when came to how 9/11 has changed him. He said, I honestly have come to the conclusion that our government is the one that is deceitful. Call me a conspiracy type person, but our federal government has taken what occurred on 9/11, 2001, and turned it into an opportunity to go after anyone that says a bad word. All right, let me go ahead and mute somebody because I hear a little bit of background noise. All right, so I think I did that. All right, let me go back to the his comment. He says, our rights as citizens have highly been altered with forced inspections at airports and now railroad stations. What used to take every little time to get a passport has now required individuals to wait up to 6 months and get one. We are no longer permitted to photograph inside of federal buildings or even the exterior for that matter. And while the police have been using Gestapo-type tactics for years, it has gotten much worse. We are turning into a police state where everyone is encouraged to rat others out for even minor offenses because we all know if you commit a minor offense as spitting out your chewing gum on the sidewalk, we must be up to something bigger like building bombs or part of a larger sleeper cell. Unfortunately, this has led to others being persecuted by our peers. Religions such as Muslims are being perceived in much a different light. We have people at Guantanamo Bay, which are being held indefinitely for the rest of their lives because we believe they hold key knowledge to someone in a terrorist organization. Our government feels that it is above the law. For instance, take a look at what is going on right now in Arizona. The crooked police chief has suspended 9 officers with pay for the time being because they have voted no confidence in the police chief. The same police chief has had individuals escorted from the rooms of public meetings because he did not like what they had to say. This is going on as I write this. America needs to open up its eyes and take a look at our country before looking at others. This is why the terrorist people hate us so much. Our government, Republicans and Democrats alike, have their own agenda and is slowly trying to rip the rights we were given when the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were written. The interpretations the government has given is becoming much more ludicrous as every day has passed. As a veteran of the armed forces, a law-abiding citizen, and a proud family man, I digress it to say that it has changed me to dislike our government. It comes as no shock to me anymore if someone were to try this again. Wow. All right, so one of my interns forwarded that over to me. I didn't know that it was really all that. I kind of wish I wouldn't have read that on air, because this is not really what this show is about. I don't want to point fingers at our government or anything like that, but I do appreciate the comment, Stephen Wills. Thank you so much for that. And we still had Ashley on. Did you want to say anything in regards to that last statement or the last comment that we just read? Okay, I guess she's still just listening. We got Sweet Tea on as well. Sweet Tea, did you want to, touch on anything that we've shared so far? I know that last comment was kind of profound, but, you know, some things did ring true to me, but this is not what this show is about. But what did you want to say?
I was going to say no comments on that.
Okay. All right. Again, thanks so much for that, Stephen. And this is what Stacey Briggs said. She's about the same age as Ashley when it happened. She said that her eyes were open to the cruel, scary world that existed outside the safety of her small town. Being only in sixth grade, she felt a huge chunk of her innocence was taken by the terrorists. So that's kind of sad and
wow.
Unfortunate. Yeah, definitely. But we got another caller that is chiming in out of South Carolina. You are live. I believe her name is Jasmine. Did she want to say anything? Okay. All right. Maybe she's just listening in, but definitely continue to listen in. And if you are out there and you want to share a comment or, you know, share what you were doing at the time of when this horrific horrific terrorist attack happened, definitely call in. The number is 718-664-6543. And I guess while we're screening callers, I can share my story. I can remember what I was doing 10 years ago. I had just moved to Atlanta, and I was at work sitting at my desk. We just had a meeting a day before 9/11 where our the IT supervisor was telling us to stay off the internet and, you know, do our work, basically, just stay off the internet. So 9/11 happened. It was about like 8:30 something in the morning. Someone was on the internet and they said, "Oh my God, something just hit a building in New York." And after that, everybody went to their internet we were Googling trying to see what was going on. And I just can remember feeling just like my whole chest dropped because, okay, me being in Atlanta, I had some of my kids with me. Some of my other kids were still in like California with their dad. I still had a lot of family in California. I'm in Atlanta, way away, and all this stuff is happening, and these airplanes are hitting these buildings, devastating so many lives. So I can remember a sense of, like, a loss of hope, and I didn't know what was going on. It was so sad. I wanted to go home and be with my kids. Our boss walked in, and he didn't scream at us for being on the internet. He was on there with us asking us, what did we find? So it was so devastating, and I just remember just wanting to be with all my family. That's all I wanted, was just to be with my family and just to make sure, you know, everybody was okay. And, you know, I just felt so sad for just everybody being affected in that. I really did. It was so sad. But so that was my tidbit, if you will, sweet tea. Yeah, that was mine.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, definitely. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just remember that. I know definitely I was at home at the time, and, you know, turning on the TV and actually looking at the news, and my mouth was literally wide open just seeing the planes that they were showing that, you know, going towards the buildings. And it was crazy. I was just like, is this real right now? Is this true? This, you know it's real, but you just like, wow, because who does that? I never would think someone would do something like that, and at the same time, taking their lives too to kill other people's lives. So that just made me just like, the world we living in.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was looking at The View probably last week or so, and I forgot the young lady's name who was on The View. She was actually in that building at around that time, 10 years ago, and they had a picture of her covered up in dust, like she looked like a statue. And
I've seen that picture.
There, yes, and she said it changed her life because she wound up being on drugs and losing her kids, having nightmares. She lost everything. She said the deadline was when she lost her kids. That's when she really realized that she needs to really get it together. So she's together now. So my heart goes out to her that she's doing much better now, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Right. So they asked her how she felt when they called being Latin, and she was like, I thought they would have never called them.
Wow.
So,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely some devastating stories. We're gonna keep it moving, y'all. We're gonna play a song, like I said, at the top of the hour. We're also highlighting some of the hottest indie artists, and we're trying to pull music that we thought fit within this segment. And this next artist, her name is As It Is. This track is City of Love, and she actually wrote this song when the travesties were happening in New Orleans, and it was just she felt that the governmental officials, they were corrupt, you know, all these people needing help. Why can't, you know, we all just really come together? And this is the start where she started writing this The City of Love. So check it out, y'all. Hold tight.
melodies start coming, all yes indeed. Crooked cops and politicians got pot bellies to feed. As parades ride by, throwing lots of beat. Boys and gentlemen, full of adrenaline, girls and feminine. The homeless living, someone's vacant property. It's a crazy situation, I wanna make people listen. It's a ghost town, but we found on top of the ground. It's a lot of souls, pursuit for pleasure. Life and liberty allows me to be clever. Love should be my generation's seed of endeavor. Cause in my city, my people wishing they could live better.
In the city of love,
the city of music, fits like hand in glove.
In the city.
How it feels to not be alive. Eternal drive of what and why. Bullets fly by. Little children as the mob screams and cries. It's funny, my neighbors don't seem surprised. And I mean to the dummy with the guns. Hope they realize the spirit soul resides. Intelligent design. Love more powerful than all the combined.
EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, and I'm holding down a very special segment tonight. We are remembering. We're choosing to remember, never forgetting, never surrendering to the war on terror. And we're having some of our friends and some of our listeners call in and share either how has 9/11 changed you, or what were you doing at that moment? What were you doing when these horrific occurrences occurred, if I can even say that. And I see that we have, I believe we have Marcy calling in from Atlanta, and I just want to welcome you to the show and say hey to you and all that good stuff.
Hey, everybody. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it was a very sad day, but I'm glad that we're choosing as a country to remember what happened on 9/11 and not, like you said, not to forget, not to surrender, because when you let, you know, if we let it just go and not be on the forefront, then it may happen again. So we always have to be aware that there are people out there that just don't like Americans, and
right,
we have to protect ourselves. And I think it's a good thing that we choose this day to remember it, and we remember those individuals that were affected by it, and also the heroes, the people
right,
that went into the towers to save people. You know, some of those people lost their lives, or they were maimed, or, you know, disabled in some kind of way. They made sacrifices for you know, to save some victims. So that is an extraordinary thing. So it's just not also about the people that lost their lives, but people that helped to save lives as well. We have to also remember those people. As far as what I was doing, I was actually home from work that day because, fortunately, my hot water heater went out and I had to call in.
Okay.
And I was looking at, you know, daytime television, you know, something mindless like Maury Povich or something or whatever. And it was interrupted. You know, it interrupted Jerry Springer or whatever I was looking at.
Right.
And then it showed, you know, the actual plane going into it and into the building. And originally I thought it was like, this has to be some type of joke, you know, some kind of camera trick or you know, just something somebody cooked up. But this cannot actually possibly really be happening.
Right.
And as the news reports came out that there were actually three different instances, three planes going down, and I was like, okay, so this is really real. This isn't a joke. This isn't a spoof.
Right.
And my initial reaction was, like, anger. I was just, like, so angry, like, who would do this? And, you know, there have been a lot of conspiracy theories as to who was behind it. You know, I don't know. I can only know what our government tells us. But regardless of whomever was behind it, I'm glad that we as a country are choosing not to forget it and to
yes,
keep
ma'am.
It on the forefront of our agenda to keep terrorists away and to keep our country safe for me, my family, and you know, my loved ones. So
yes, ma'am.
That's how I feel about 9/11 today, and I'm glad you guys are really doing this show and know that people still care, and we do remember.
Yes. Thanks so much. That was well said. I appreciate you giving us a portion of your Sunday evening, Marcy, and you keep doing what you do, and that's you just uplifted me a little bit. So I used to make you put you on a panel as a motivational speaker or something.
Well,
thanks,
as always,
Marcy.
I enjoy you guys' show, and you guys be blessed. Have a nice night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to definitely keep it moving to our phone lines. I definitely want to unmute someone out of the Chicago area, area code 312, and I'll just read the first three numbers, 565. You are live on EOTM Radio. This is Carla B. Who's this?
God bless you. This is Kimberly Ramsey.
Hey, it's my cousin from way, way in the Midwest in Chicago. What's good?
Hey, cuz. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you too. Love you too. Just to give you a brief synopsis, if I can, in regards to what we're doing, we're actually just definitely wanting people to call in and share either how 9/11 has changed you or what were you doing at the moment when these horrific occurrences happened 10 years ago.
Okay.
Either one.
Okay. Actually, I would like to speak on how it changed me.
Okay.
It just caused me to want to know how precious each day is and how to make the most of all the many blessings that God has given us and how to just continue to carry on as a country in unity, to try to seek peace and unity with other people of all races, all backgrounds. I just feel like our country really needs to come together. And this is a perfect opportunity as we remember.
Yes, ma'am.
9/11. This is the perfect chance that God has given us to make something, you know, come out of something that the devil meant for evil, but God
right.
meant it for our good. And
right.
so I would love to see the good to continue to come out of it. And I'm also very much in prayer for the children who lost their parents through 9/11, especially even the youngest, you know, around the 10 years of age. I would
right.
like to see, you know, their generation to continue to grow and to see their loved ones, you know, whatever touch they had on their life, to see them to be able to, you know, move through that, you
mm-hmm.
know, continue to be a blessing to their families.
Right, right. Well, thanks so much. And I know I was at the top of the show, I was sharing as to, like, some good that would come from this. And when I said that, I was like, okay, and I don't know if any what good can come from some such horrific happenings. But as you said, that there is some good that can come from it.
Absolutely.
Our eyes could be open and, you know, change the way we look at we definitely look at things. I just want to say really quickly to our listeners, because
mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of times with this 9/11, we're thinking, okay, terrorist attacks, and there's so much, I think, misunderstanding when it comes to, like, Muslims,
mm-hmm.
because I know a lot of, just talking with even just people in the United States, and there, a lot of individuals that I've spoken with, at least, have a lot of ill wills toward
mm-hmm.
Muslims, but that faith is so broad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just say to individuals that are listening to the show and may want to bunch all Muslims in the same boat, don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Right. I would say don't do that to any group of people at all. Don't, you know, try to cup someone in into, you know, one stereotype.
Right.
That's not a good thing to do at all.
Yeah, definitely. I want to open it up really quickly for Teresa, considering we're having almost like a family reunion. I got my cousin Kim calling in from Chicago. I have a sister, Sweet T, who's also here. And I've unmuted you, Sweet T. You want to say hello to Kim?
Hey, love. You are so precious to me.
And, you know, I'm just listening to what you're saying, and it's so true. You know, don't judge, you know, them for what the other Muslims had, you know, done. You know, it just goes back, you know, for any generation or any history of color, background color, everybody is judged. It'll be, you know, especially with black people, we always have problems with, you know, the world. So it's, and we don't have that fear personally. So it's not right to judge them.
Yale, or a bite to eat. The atmosphere is infectious. It's the perfect place to unwind.
Hello?
At the end of the day.
That was weird.
Yes. Continue to hold. We'll be with you momentarily.
I don't know what that was. Sweet tea,
you
still with us?
So basically, I feel your pain, like, far as what you're saying. It's not right to just other people. We all, you know, different people in this world, different
mm-hmm.
personalities. So, yeah, I feel you on that note.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she got disconnected. But definitely I'm sure she heard the gist of that. I know I did, and she can always go back and rewind. That's the beautiful thing about internet radio, but definitely want to keep it moving. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, and we'll open up the phone lines to any and everybody that we can definitely get on. We got about another 20 minutes to go. Hold tight. You're listening to EOTM Radio.
Damn, what's this? What's this shit on the TV? Earthquake.
Okay, and I want to apologize. This track that we're going to play, it's not radio edited in its entirety, but it's a great song, so we're definitely going to play it. Hold tight.
Damn, what's this? What's this shit on the TV? An earthquake. Oh, what the fuck? Shit's on every channel, man. 9.0. Oh shit. As we all slept in peace, a warm home with heat. Said a prayer to the Lord, I don't die in my sleep. Close my eyes to a dream, another night off the street. Never knowing I would wake to a drama so deep. CNN reports Japan unaware of its fate. Underwater from a tsunami, untorn from an earthquake. See, life is so precious, you could lose it in an instant. Home swept away, close family turned distant. In the blink of an eye, life seems so twisted. Ask yourself, did you deserve to die with a vengeance? A little girl clutched her mama's hand so tight. Swept away from the debris in the pitch black night. You can hear her loud cry from her mom who tried all her life to get her daughter just a little better life. Old man won't leave his second story home, he's brave. Thinking all he gotta do is ride out this wave. Out his window he can see the destruction, so he prayed. Grandbaby say he's trapped in the home till his day. Firefighters overwhelmed, policemen understaffed. It was predicted but they never understood nature's wrath. Killer waves, fierce wind, turn a black man pale. Off the Richter, can you picture 9.0 on the scale? 1200 years since the quake is so strong, hard to imagine, so I paint a picture in the song.
That's why I'm praying for Japan, even if I don't understand. That's why I'm praying for Japan, 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 Japan. That's why I'm praying for Japan, even if I don't understand. That's why I'm praying for Japan, 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 Japan.
5 minutes of earth shaking, felt like a lifetime. When it settled, you could see the sky, but no skyline. Lost babies never found, and a siren sound. Emergency, and now the fear of nuclear meltdown. Chemicals seep through the air, and the people so unprepared. Regular men turn to heroes when it's death that stares. It hit so hard, man, it redistributed earth's mass. Took 2 seconds off the day and took the time off a pass. 400 aftershocks, God please make it cease. Will give my life to see Japan just at peace. Tears fall from a young boy who lost his dad, buried alive in the rubble, a tragedy so sad. His innocence swept away from the midst of the quake. Survival was only option, unaware of his fate. Widow wives wailing, communication failing. Look like the world's ended and it ain't 2012, man.
Brave souls still in harm's way, but I know Japanese are a strong people that survived this before. Be prepared, cause the time is coming, you know. Be prepared, cause the time is coming, bro.
ear to the beat.
That's why I'm praying for Japan, even if I don't understand. That's why I'm praying for Japan, 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 Japan. That's why I'm praying for Japan, even if I don't understand. That's why I'm praying for Japan, 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 Japan.
What's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome back. This is your girl, Carla B. You're tuned in to EOTM Radio, and this is a very special segment dedicated to those that lost their lives in 9/11 and then the families that were left behind. We are choosing here at EOTM to never forget and never surrender. This is what the show is about. We want you guys to call in if you have something to share. We want you to share with us how 9/11 has changed you, or share with us where you were at that moment in time when those just devastation happened to people in the United States 10 years ago. So definitely call in. The number is 718-664-6543. And also, just to let you know that the music we're featuring tonight is from indie artists, and we're choosing music that we feel has definitely that was created to uplift our listeners and uplift music lovers in times of tragedy, times of need. That was written by, I'll get the title or the name of the artist, but that was definitely written after those major earthquakes happened in Japan not too long ago. That was the earthquakes and then the tsunami behind it. So got some good music. Definitely want to mad kudos, mad love to the indie artists that are out there doing their thing. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line to actually some great, great friends of EOTM Radio. They're also one of our sister stations, as well as a client of EOTM Public Relations. We have MD from the radio show. What's up?
Hey, not much, girl. I like your show. It's nice. First time tuning in.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Well, you know, it's not very often I'm at home at this time on a Sunday. Everybody have me different events and things of that nature. But today I'm fortunate to be able to sit back and relax for the first time.
I'm excited to have you. Definitely excited to have you. This is a very it's a great show because we've had so many great people calling in, really sharing and enlightening us and just making us feel really good inside. So do thank you for your time that you're giving us as well.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a great job. But on your topic for the day, the 9/11. I was listening to the comment you read from some gentleman, and you thought it was kind of profane the way he was coming at the 9/11
right.
situation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody has their opinion.
Yes.
And for your show to do what it's doing, never feel that it was anything that anybody says profane. It was his opinion about the way the government is doing things.
I said profound, actually.
Profound.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was just expressing what he really felt. And
yeah.
I kind of understand him in one end, and, you know, then like others probably don't understand him. But one thing we're leaving out about this 9/11 is what our military is going through today behind all of that. After 10 years, we're still over there fighting, trying to kill terrorism.
Right.
And it's not happening quickly as we thought it was going to happen 10 years ago. We're still fighting. I mean, we're doing the same thing that they did in Vietnam. Vietnam
right.
lasted for about 10 years, and we still never accomplished anything. And
right.
I think for our military that's over there still fighting,
mm-hmm.
remember there's cities in the Middle East is going through the same thing every day that we went through on 9/11
right.
10 years ago. So we shouldn't – I say to American peoples, they shouldn't try to – harper on this situation
right.
that happened to us for years to come, because like Japan in 1945, two cities was bombed with atomic bomb, wiped
yeah.
them out. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're not the only one that went through that. What we should believe in and let everybody know that now we know that we're vulnerable for such actions
right,
from our
exactly.
enemies. Remember, our country have a lot of enemies in this world.
We're the West.
So for this to happen just one time in our within our country borders, I think we're blessed because
right.
in other borders, this is happening a lot. You know, cities, buildings bombed, many of people getting killed. Look at Mexico, the cartel. They're going through the same thing, terrorism. You know, Middle East countries, Afghanistan, I mean, it's all over the world, you know.
Right,
and
I'm with
fortunate,
you.
Yeah, unfortunately, it happened to us in New York City. I mean, it could have happened to us over here in Century City in, the,
mm-hmm.
in our big Twin Towers over there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we just got to be on our toes, and we can't harper on what happened to us. We just got to make sure that our borders are a little
right.
bit more tighter than they were.
Exactly. And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead and finish your statement.
You know, we just learned one thing, that our borders is not as tight as we thought they were. We let peoples get in and do their damage. So the question is, can it happen again? I think it can happen again because I think our borders are still kind of weak.
Right.
I think we don't have enough security at the airports, on our border lines, to keep certain peoples out. Because we're too friendly. Our country is the most friendly country in the world. We let everybody in. And
right.
we don't ask questions when they come. And we don't know who we're letting in. Terrorists, businessmen, business ladies. We don't know who. But when something like this do happen, we should start learning now. We just cannot let too many outsiders in for this reason.
Right. And that's well said. That's well said.
Yeah, you know that's my feeling. I just think our borders are we're too weak, and we want to react after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
We need to react before.
Right.
It happened to us 10 years ago. It could happen to us again. I mean, I've been at airports. I've been at bus places. You know, places where people could come in through our country from Canada, from Mexico. You know, I mean, hey, Mexican border is wide open, so terrorists can come through that way easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Canada. It's wide open. They don't have to specifically come through L.A., specifically to Seattle or New York or Philadelphia or Charleston or Miami. I mean, it's a million ways that we can get in the United States now.
Right.
And we need to stop that. We need to tighten down on the hatches, you know, and making sure that everybody we let in, we have the 411
mm-hmm.
on each and every one that's coming to this country. There's a purpose why people come to this country. We want to know what is their purpose. We
got to
get very deep. We got to get very detailed of
mm-hmm.
why you want to come to our country.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
I definitely agree, and I'm glad that you brought that up as far as the statement that I shared, a statement from Stephen Wills, and just for the listeners, and I guess I can break things down for you too. Stephen Wills, he's actually a friend of ours on Facebook, and we're actually in a couple of different Yahoo groups together where we debate on certain things. Some of the listeners that are just tuning in, they might not know that relationship that we have, but I just want to say to the people that were probably offended, the way I came at in regards to his statement, I am a big conspiracy theorist myself. Me and Stefan are just the same, but when I'm on the radio, I have to be a little biased. So in all actuality, everything that he said, I'm in a total agreement with him. But, me, I just have to be a certain way. And but I definitely respect people's opinions when it comes to their views, especially the government, because I'm with you, MD, as well, when you broke down as to our borders, how they're not fully protected. I believe they're not fully protected. I believe that the government is putting a lot of things in place, attempting to make things a little bit harder, but things are still finagling their way inside. And so I think that they really need to look a little bit deeper. I think that they really need to look at the strategies that they're using, because what they're doing is they're making it harder for the citizens of the United States, but not necessarily making it hard for the people that are trying to come into our parts of the country and infiltrate certain things. So I think that they're looking, they're putting their the most of their tactics within an area that is, which shouldn't be, you know, coming down harder on us, the citizens of the United States, not
right.
necessarily on other folks. So I definitely think
right.
that. Mm-hmm.
Another folks you talk about is foreigners who's trying to seek a better life within our country borders, but yet we're letting bad elements sneak in as well.
Mm-hmm,
so that's our main problem. They say they only can do so much, which to me is a lie. You, the government, you can do anything you want to do. You've been doing it when you want to do it, so why try to make it like, ooh, we're a little bit too hard on foreign peoples that come to this country. No, you're not hard, because if you went somewhere else, we'll get much worse treatment in their country than they get in this country.
Right.
I mean, if you move to France or you move to China, you can believe you're going to be treated like a redheaded stepchild.
Mm-hmm.
And like in China, American cannot buy no real estate there.
Oh, I did not know that.
Right. We cannot purchase anything that's value in their country. We just come there, we can visit, and we can stay, but we cannot own.
Oh, wow,
on the other
that's
hand,
deep.
Yeah. On the other hand, they can come here, and they can buy.
Right.
And they can own. We can now, we can go over there and lease. If you have a business, you can go to lease an office, a building, or whatever, but you cannot own it. They're not going to allow it.
That
you know?
Is not
now,
fair.
Yeah.
And that's a definite.
And a lot of countries are like that.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not fair. They look more for their own country countrymen
right.
than outsiders, which it's supposed to be that way. We're supposed to take care of our peoples first.
We should definitely take care of our own, because we do see
first,
a lot
right.
of yeah things that are going on within our country. I mean, not to say that I'm against the people in America, you know, sending money over to different countries, feeding, you know, impoverished children. But, you know, like you said, there should be more of that going on within our own territory, because there's
Bang,
a lot of
right.
children out here that are starving as well.
Yeah.
So I definitely agree.
Yeah, you hear it every day, sending money over here, but you never hear about the homeless people downtown, or never talk about Detroit, how they went
right.
under.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
mm-hmm.
have sent money to Detroit to help the homeless people in Detroit. You know, Riverside, they went bottom up. You don't hear nothing about saving Riverside County.
Right.
You know?
Or,
and that's within
yeah.
our borders. We're talking about saving Africa, saving,
right.
You know, other countries. We have our own problems. We need to take care of our problems within our borders.
I feel you. I feel
you.
I'm behind you, MD. Go ahead and start a petition on some EOTM. Is
but, you know, that's going to be hard to do, because everything that government do is for a financial purpose.
Right.
And working with within the borders, they don't feel is a financial purpose. Like and when it happened in New Orleans, no help. Now Detroit, Riverside. Still no help. Katrina happened, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? And they still are people out there without a home.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
and Detroit just went bottom up. You know, a lot of them is fleeing Detroit trying to seek work, because it went, you know, belly up with financial problems. Did you hear about that in the news?
Yeah.
In Detroit?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
you know. So, I mean, the United States have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And until we learn how to solve our problem within our own border, it's not going to never happen. You know,
right.
until we get the right people in the government seats to make things happen. And
mm-hmm.
I feel now that people that have master degrees and college degrees don't need to be running governments, because when they get in, it's about their families and themselves. They're got their own little clique. The American
right.
people, the regular citizens, we got to deal with all this crap surrounding us. We got to worry about people breaking in our homes. We got to worry about people stealing things from us. We got to worry about getting shot, you know, walking down the street, drive-bys. And that shouldn't be a part of our everyday lives. We
right.
should live just as free as anybody else, but we can't. There's like two different citizens in the United States, the government people and the judicial system, law officers, and then there's us. Then you got the gangsters. And it's people like you and me who get caught in the middle. Because gangsters got guns, the government got guns, but we don't.
Yeah.
We can't protect ourselves. We got to look out for people to, you know, to help us to be saved. And that's not going to happen, Carla. So, you know, 9/11, I sympathize with the people that lost their family members. It was a tragic thing. But remember, military people are dying today. You look in the Sunday Times, there's an obituary section of young soldiers, 19, 21, 22, 23, are losing their lives in bunch every day.
Right.
What about those families?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm with you 100%, MD. And, you know, my heart definitely goes out to the people that are continuing. And even the soldiers in our streets, our police officers, our firefighters that are fighting their good fight every day, and families are being devastated behind the things that are happening with them. So definitely, thanks so much, MD, for your thoughts. And
thank you for having me on your show.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's a great
thank
show.
You. Thanks
every
so
time
much.
I get a chance, every time I get a chance to sit back here on Sundays, now I know I can tune in too.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely do that. We appreciate you calling in, and I'll make sure that this is not your only time tuning in to EOTM Radio. I want to say really quick, because our time is definitely dwindling, y'all, but definitely this show today was, you know, definitely a show where we are choosing to remember, not forgetting, and not surrendering to this terror that we our day-to-day terror within our own communities, overseas, our, you know, outside of our borders and within our borders. You know, this is just to show that we do not forget. We will not forget. We will not surrender to the war on terror. I want to thank all of the people that gave their lives, you know, and 9/11, 2001, 10 years ago, the firefighters that went into those buildings, they weren't even thinking about themselves. They were thinking about helping the people that were trapped inside those buildings. I mean, 9/11, there has been so much devastation and death behind it, but as a lot of the callers that called in today, you know, there's good that came from it. Regardless of what we may think, there is good that came from it, and hopefully there will be continue to be good that will come from it. So I just want to say thanks for all of you that timed in. Great show. It's always touching to be able to have shows such as this. And let people know, don't give up. You know, you might not be going through anything, you know, this high impacting, or so you may feel, but just know that there are people out there that care and that believe in you, and you can overcome whatever it is that you're going through. Definitely. Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure before you exit our radio page, you want to subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because, you know, there's a lot of great stuff coming from up underneath EOTM, underneath the rubble, so to speak, because that's what we were built upon, all the rubbish and the rubble and all that stuff. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for the Stephen Knight Show. Sweet Tea will be on Tuesday. On Wednesday, you'll have a music show from one of our hottest trend DJs on the planet, DJ Craver. On Thursdays, you have the shows from T'Angelo, Love, Date, Love, Hate, and the dance in between them. And, of course, Friday nights is my show, The E-Buzz, and I'll be actually interviewing Beyonce Knowles, her choreographer. His name is Jeffrey, I believe. Humphrey is his last name, but don't, you know, it's been a crazy night. So, oh, okay, his name is Jeffrey Page. He'll be on with me on Friday night, so make sure you hang tight with me on that night, because he'll be giving us the inside scoops behind Beyonce Knowles' Run the World Girls video and him winning for Best Choreography at the 2011 MTV Music Awards. We're gonna go ahead and cut out, and we'll end with this great 4-minute tribute that one of our interns, and I'll just say her name, Tawanda Cawthorn, put together in commemoration of 9/11. Good night, y'all.
We have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers. Clearly, something relatively devastating happening this morning there.
There's smoke billowing out of the World Trade Center.
I know it seems like this could be the darkest day you've known.
Effort up there, yeah. Now remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Right? Oh my God, another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
Now, it's obvious. I think we have a terrorist act of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
In the arms that hold the universe are holding you tonight. You can rest inside. It's going to be all right. And the voice that called the raging sea is calling you a child. So be still.
Saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America. Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, and I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
His grace has brought you safe this far.
Listen to Romans 8:18. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him. This is God. Him who subjected it in hope that the creation itself would be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Calamities are God's previews of what sin deserves and will one day receive in judgment, a 1,000 times worse than New Orleans or 9/11. Famine, pestilence, persecution. These happened so that the world would see that the followers of Jesus count Christ more precious than everything they've lost, and discover that He can be that for them.
It's hard at the end of the day. I need some.